chef and restaurateur José Andrés inviting actors Jamie Lee Curtis, Bryan Cranston and O'Shea Jackson Jr. over for dinner in a new TV special, and Jake Gyllenhaal starring in an update of the pulpy cult classic Roadhouse, are some of the new television, movies, music and games headed to a device near you. Also among the streaming offerings worth your time is selected by the Associated Press's entertainment journalists. Shakira releases her first album in 7 years, Paul Simon gets an expansive two-part documentary on MGM+, and a Nintendo sweetheart takes center stage in the game Princess Peach. Showtime. New movies to stream. Fresh off its Oscar success, Justine Triet's Anatomy of a Fall, along with award season's favorite Pooch, Messi, are coming to Hulu on Friday. The French courtroom drama stars Sandra Hüller as a wife accused of murdering her husband, Samuel Thaiss, by pushing him out a high window in the French Alps chalet. The film effectively puts their marriage on trial while offering Hüller an engrossing platform for all her cunning as a performer. Anatomy of a Fall won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival and Best Original Screenplay at the Academy Awards. In her review, AP film writer Lindsay Barr called it a smartly constructed and wholly engaging whodunit, courtroom thriller, marriage drama and, at some points, satire. Doug Liman gives the 1989 cult classic Roadhouse a pulpy modern spin, with Jake Gyllenhaal as a former UFC fighter hired as security for a seedy Florida Keys bar. Jessica Williams plays the owner of a roadhouse under siege from a crime syndicate that eventually brings in even more muscle, and a dose of mania, in a fearsome fixer played by mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor. Though Liman, the director of Edge of Tomorrow and Swingers, has pleaded for the film to be theatrically released, Roadhouse is now on Prime Video. Read App's 3-star review here. Paul Simon gets an expansive two-part documentary with In Restless Dreams, the music of Paul Simon, from filmmaker Alex Gibney. After the first half premiered March 17 on MGM+, Part 2 lands on Sunday. In Restless Dreams, which premiered last fall at the Toronto International Film Festival, surveys the varied chapters of Simon's career, including his many years as a duo with Art Garfunkel, the recording of his 1986 album, Graceland, and the still unfolding, and music-making, life of the 82-year-old songwriter. AP film writer Jake Coyle. New music to stream. Shakira returns with her first new album in 7 years, Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran, Women Don't Cry Anymore, in English, a lyric lifted from her smash hit, Music Sessions Volume 53 Inches with Argentine producer Bizarrap. It's also her first full-length release since her split from soccer star Gerard Piqué, a pop album transformed by pain. While writing each song I was rebuilding myself, the Colombian musician said in a statement. While singing them, my tears transformed into diamonds, and my vulnerability into strength. 7 of the album's 16 tracks have been previously released, including TQG, with Karol G, also featured on Karol G's Mañana Será Bonito album. One of App's picks for the best of 2023, Te Felicito, with reggaetonero Rao Alejandro, Copa Vacía, with Manuel Turizo and more. Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran is the sound of reclamation for Shakira, and an addictive listen. There are eras to Waxahachie, the musical moniker of Katie Crutchfield. Her story begins in the DIY power pop punk of her band P.S. Eliot, the nihilism of early Waxahachie records like American Weekend, and then, the current moment, Tiger's Blood, a hell of a lot more country than her earlier releases, with the wisdom that came with sobriety and a move to St. Louis, that's heard on her last album, 2020's St. Cloud, and certainly now. There's a lot to love here, like the acoustic ballad, 365, and the Americana-flavored, Bored. There's also MJ Lenderman of the Asheville, North Carolina, indie rock band Wednesday, a new collaborator. It's hard not to cozy up to the warmth of their harmonies on Right Back to It, a song, like many on this album, that celebrates the privilege of certain romantic mundanities, like settling into a long-term relationship. A debut album is an introduction. A sophomore release can be a make-or-break moment. Who is this person as an artist? What do they have to say? And are we still listening? Enter Fletcher, the queer pop powerhouse signed to Capitol Records, who first broke out with the 2019 viral hit, Undrunk. On In Search of the Antidote, she builds off the success of her earlier singles, still concerned with love and failed relationships, now through a matured lens. Gossip, the dance punk band that gave the world Beth Ditto, is preparing to release their first new album in 12 years, and their first since they broke up shortly thereafter. It's a return to their powers, now funkier than ever. At least, that's obvious on the disco-informed title track, Real Power. Another new single, Crazy Again, is all palm-muted power chords and reserved synths. Indie sleaze revivalists, it is time to break out the neon. AP music writer Maria Sherman new shows to stream. In a new special, James Beard-winning chef and restaurateur Jose Andres invites actors Jamie Lee Curtis, Bryan Cranston and O'Shea Jackson Jr. over for dinner, but first they have to help him cook. The goal of the night isn't perfection but to have fun. Dinner Party Diaries with Jose Andres dropped Tuesday on Prime Video. In an interview with the Associated Press, Andres says he hopes the special brings awareness and donations to his nonprofit, World Central Kitchen, which delivers meals to people in disaster areas. A new Apple TV Plus series called Palm Royale is bursting with big-name talent. Set in Palm Beach in 1969, Kristen Wiig plays Maxine, a woman desperate to be accepted into high society and a private club called the Palm Royale. At the beginning of the first episode, we see Maxine climb over a wall to get inside her coveted club. The cast includes Carol Burnett, Ricky Martin, Laura Dern, Allison Janney, Josh Lucas, Leslie Bibb, Kaya Gerber, Amber Sharday Robinson and Mindy Cohn. The show drops Wednesday. Law and Order, creator Dick Wolf is dipping into the true crime world with a new docuseries on Netflix. Homicide. New York debuts Wednesday and features detectives, police officers and prosecutors recalling some of their most memorable murder cases. Homicide. Los Angeles is already scheduled to air on the streamer later this year. Diarra Kilpatrick created and stars in a mystery comedy for Bet Plus called Diarra from Detroit. It's about a woman who has a great first date with a man she meets on Tinder. When she doesn't hear from him again, Diarra concludes the only logical explanation is that he was kidnapped, so she launches an investigation. Diarra from Detroit premieres Thursday on Bet Plus. Alicia Rancilio new video games to play. Princess Peach has been around for almost 40 years, but she's usually stuck playing second fiddle to that bozo Mario. Princess Peach. Showtime. Puts Nintendo's sweetheart center stage, as she tries to save a struggling theater from a villain named Grape who's way more into tragedy than comedy. Saving the show requires our heroine to make plenty of costume changes, so get ready for Cowgirl Peach, Detective Peach, Ninja Peach, Mermaid Peach and more. She's not just playing dress-up. Each outfit gives the princess different skills she'll need to negotiate a constantly changing stage set. The curtain rises Friday on Nintendo Switch. Dragon's Dogma got decent reviews when it came out in 2012, and it has developed a cult audience over the years. In the meantime, its genre, let's say, high fantasy hack and slash role-playing, has exploded with monster hits like Elden Ring. So at long last, Capcom is delivering Dragon's Dogma 2. You create your character, the Arisen, from scratch, building on typical RPG species like humans, elves and beastrons, and jobs like warrior, archer and sorcerer. As you explore two sprawling kingdoms, you can recruit eye-controlled pawns to help complete your mission, which is to slay the dragon and claim the throne. If this sounds irresistible, you know who you are. The quest begins Friday on PlayStation 5, Xbox X, S or PC. Lou Kessin. Read also. What to stream this week, Taylor Swift and Justin Timberlake.